Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Today is a great day for America.
President Joe Biden celebrated the CDC's announcement that fully vaccinated Americans can go without masks indoors and outdoors. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky cautioned that unvaccinated people are still at risk.
If you are not fully vaccinated, you are not fully protected. And so you need to be continuing to wear your mask.
Masks will still be required in healthcare settings and on public transportation. Biden also encouraged patients dealing with East Coast gas shortages caused by a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation.
The president urged consumers don't buy more gas than needed and warned stations against price gouging. The gas supply is expected to improve this weekend. Meanwhile, Biden said he still wants a bipartisan compromise on infrastructure, and he said he's optimistic after a White House meeting with GOP senators. Republicans have put forward a much smaller proposal than Biden's $2.3 trillion plan. Republicans are also pushing for the end of additional federal unemployment benefits. Georgia joined more than a dozen other states opting out of the $300 payments. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville argues there's a growing shortage of workers.
I go to Alabama and I usually go back and get patted on the back. I'm getting chewed out now because we're up here giving money out. We don't need to be giving money out. We need to go back to work. We need to go back to school.
Currently, the payments are planned through September, and supporters argue they're still needed, while there are more unemployed folks than open jobs. Immigration was front and center in Congress, with each party blaming the other for the rise of migrants at the southern border. In the Senate, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas defended the administration's policies.
We're the United States of America. 90% of these children have a parent or legal guardian in the United States, and they have a claim of fear of persecution.
Last month, the U.S. held nearly 14,000 unaccompanied minors in custody, about 9% fewer than in March. In a House hearing, Customs Enforcement Director Tay Johnson asked for more assistance to respond to the humanitarian crisis.
In some locations, the processing of families have strained our resources. This cannot be sustained unless we receive sufficient funding to keep these families safe after they cross the border.
There were nearly 180,000 arrests and detentions at the border in April, one of the highest one-month totals in two decades. The House Ways and Means Committee talked trade yesterday. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai said the administration is reviewing tariffs on Chinese imports.
We will not hesitate to call out China's coercive and unfair trade practices that harm American workers, undermine the multilateral system, or violate basic human rights.
Tai also noted concerns from drug companies over U.S. moves to waive intellectual property rights on COVID-19 vaccines. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.